For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Cullen. A report by the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform found that early voting numbers in Illinois are increasing, with 22% of voters casting ballots before the March primary day. I talk with Policy Director Colin Williams, who discusses the benefits of early voting.
It really is more convenient for voters, especially voters who want to go out to vote the weekend before Election Day or up to 2 weeks before Election Day is when you get the most convenience for voters.
More Illinoisans voted before the March primary this year than 2 years ago. So why are we seeing an increase?
So a lot of the early voting increases that we've seen are in Cook County and Chicago and the Collar counties, as well as in Champaign County. And those counties really do a lot to make sure that early voting is accessible for their voters by having extra polling places open, really advertising and encouraging voters to get out and vote early. So it's really, on one hand, a national trend towards an increase of early voting, as well as those election officials really putting in the work to get voters turned out earlier than Election Day.
What do you think makes the difference between a county like Champaign County and, for example, Hardin County, where the report shows that 100% of all votes were cast on Election Day?
A lot of it is in the culture of the places that are voting, and I mean, like, voting culture. So in Hardin County, there were 900 votes cast in the primary election in 2018, and the county clerk's office was the only early voting location. And so when you have such a small community, it's likely that Election Day is kind of ingrained in the culture of a lot of these smaller counties. There's not as many resources to have early voting sites open across the county that are convenient for people. On the other side of that, Champaign County, they do have the ability and the resources and the motivation to open up all those extra early voting sites. And you really see the results of that in their early voting percentages. I mean, 40% of people coming out to vote early is incredible. That's the highest in the state by like 8 to 10%.
So looking into Cook County, 27% of votes were cast before Election Day.
Yeah.
How would you say that compares to other big cities in other states?
So in Los Angeles has the California system of these really high early voting, vote-by-mail rates. And so 27% is relatively low. Now, if you look at the other side, if you look at New York City, New York doesn't allow early voting at all. They don't have any sort of early voting. You have to have an excuse to vote absentee. So kind of the two other larger cities than Chicago, you see one where you have these really high percentages in LA and then the other where early voting isn't even allowed by law.
Would you say we're going to be seeing a change? I know in the report it shows that New York is actually going to start practicing early voting in 2019. Is this a trend that we're going to see happen across the country?
Especially with concerns about the security of elections and making sure that our technology is secure and efficient, early voting really allows election authorities across the country to make sure that those priorities are in place without it breaking the bank. Between the cost savings, the security benefits, the convenience to voters, it's really just a matter of changing early voting culture across the country to get more people engaged and wanting to vote early. And I think that's going to be happening more and more as time goes on, both in Illinois and across the country.